ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。 A 回答紙のその2、49から68に回答してください。
This is a test of your listening ability. Listen to the recordings and select the best answer from choices A to D. Mark your answers from 49 to 68 on the answer sheet. There are two sections to the test, Section A and Section B. Section A has 10 questions. Section B has 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4have 3 questions each. In both sections, you will hear the recordings only once. Mark your answer as soon as each recording has finished. You will have about 10 seconds to answer each question. You are encouraged to make notes on the question paper as you listen. Section A. In Section A, you will hear 10 dialogues. For each one, choose the best answer to the question you hear. Listen to the following example.
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon? The correct answer is C. Now we will begin the test.
Dialogue 1.
Where do you want to go for lunch, Kathy?
Well, my friend Tony said the new French restaurant near the train station is pretty good.
Isn't it expensive? I heard that their lunch special is 2,000 yen. I was thinking of something a little cheaper than the French restaurant.
Yeah, okay. How about the ramen shop? It's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But they're closed on Tuesdays.
Oh, right.
There's always the Okinawan restaurant across the street.
Yeah, I ate there last week. I guess I could go there again. Let's see. There's also the pasta place, but we probably don't have enough time to go there.
Yeah, it is a little far away. Listen, I've got some extra money. Let's just go to the place your friend suggested.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's go.
Question 49. Where will the man and woman go for lunch? Dialogue 2.
It's just us for dinner tonight, Mary. Mum has to work late.
Well, let's have pizza, Dad.
We had that last weekend. How about pasta instead?
I don't want pasta.
We could make hamburgers or hot dogs. Then we could go out for ice cream.
Or we could just share a pizza at the restaurant near the ice cream shop.
Okay, Mary, that's a good idea. Let's go out for dinner and then we'll get ice cream for dessert.
Question 50. What will the man and his daughter eat for dinner? Dialogue 3.
We're going bowling tonight, Mark. Do you want to join us?
I really should stay home and study. I have a test tomorrow, Jackie.
Oh, come on. You're always studying. Come out with us and have some fun.
Well, what time are you guys going out?
At 5 o'clock. We're going to have an early dinner and then go bowling for a few hours. We usually have coffee afterwards, but you could leave early to study instead.
Well, I guess I could use a break tonight. I can get up in the morning to study. All right, I'll just join you guys for dinner and bowling, if that's okay.
No problem. It'll be fun.
Question 51. What will the man do tonight? Dialogue 4.
Welcome, visitors, to the Vancouver Aquarium. This is an announcement about today's special events. At 10:30, you can watch our Sea Lion show in the North Arena. From 11:30, you can watch the penguins being fed in the East Wing. Our world-famous dolphin show will be held in the South Arena from 1:30. Finally, at 3:30, you can enjoy the new film Nemo Returns in the West Wing. We hope you'll enjoy your visit to the Vancouver Aquarium.
Question 52. Where can visitors see the dolphin show at the aquarium today? Dialogue 5.
You look a little tired, dear. Would you like a cup of tea or something?
Actually, I'd love a cup of coffee. That would be really nice.
Sure, with milk?
Yes, please. And could you also bring me a couple of chocolate cookies?
I'm sorry, I finished those off yesterday.
Did you? Did you also finish off that cake as well?
No, I haven't touched it. I also bought some pudding, and I made some banana bread this morning.
Oh, okay. Bring me some of that bread, please.
Question 53. What did the man eat yesterday? Dialogue 6.
Here comes the bus. Late again. What time is it now?
It's 7:50.
Already? How long have we been waiting here?
Well, we got here at 7:30, so 20 minutes?
That's terrible. The same thing happened last week, remember? We had to wait 40 minutes.
I know, and yesterday the bus was 30 minutes late. Unbelievable.
I'm going to complain to the driver.
Me too. I'm tired of waiting.
Question 54. How long have the man and woman been waiting for the bus today? Dialogue 7.
Steve, have you washed the dishes?
Yes, I have.
Have you taken the dog out for a walk?
Not yet. I'm still watching the game.
How long till it's over? I want to watch my drama.
5 more minutes.
Okay. After walking the dog, don't forget to take out the trash.
Sure.
Question 55. What is the man doing now? Dialogue 8.
Thank you for calling Central Japan Gas Company. Please listen to the following options carefully. If you are calling to report a gas leak, press 1. For inquiries about your bill, press 2. For changes to your mailing address, press 3. For starting or discontinuing your service, press 4. To hear these options again, press 5.
Question 56. Which number should you press if you want to stop your service? Dialogue 9.
Do you have a part-time job, Daisuke?
Yes, I work at a convenience store.
What do you do there?
I do a little of everything. When there are a lot of customers, I work the cash register. That's kind of fun. At other times, I stock the shelves. Actually, that's the only thing I don't like to do.
Do you have to clean the store?
Yeah. If someone spills or breaks something in the store, I have to clean that up. I also have to change the garbage bags when they get full. I don't mind those two jobs, though.
Question 57. What does the man dislike about his job? Dialogue 10.
Excuse me, do you sell subway passes?
Yes, we have $10, $15, and $20 passes.
Is there any difference besides the price?
Yes, with the $10 card, you can travel freely for 1 day. With the $15 card, you can travel for 3 days. The $20 card gives you 5 days' worth of travel.
What if I'm traveling with children?
Ah, we also have a one-day family pass, which costs $17. This lets you travel for 1 day with 2 children.
Great. I'll take 2 family passes, one for today and one for tomorrow.
Certainly.
Question 58. What will a $15 subway pass allow a person to do?
Section B. In Section B, you will hear 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4 have 3 questions each. All the questions are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the answer sheet as soon as each recording has finished.
Passage 1.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to exchange this shirt, please.
Oh, what seems to be the problem?
Well, my wife bought it for me last week, and it's too large. I need a size smaller. I also don't like the color. I'd prefer a black one instead of this red one, if possible.
Do you have the receipt for the shirt?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you. Okay, I can help you with this. I don't see any black ones in your size. We do have gray, white, and blue in your size, however. And, we also have red.
That's too bad. I already have a lot of white shirts, and I'm not really too fond of blue or gray. Well, I guess if you have red in my size, then I'll just take that. At least my wife will be happy.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Passage 2.
Welcome, listeners. Lately, more and more Chinese people are turning to coffee, particularly Chinese people living in the U.S. Today, I'm speaking with Linda Wong, a Chinese businesswoman living here in the U.S. who closely follows these trends. Linda, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
So, Linda, are you a coffee drinker or tea drinker?
You know, I used to drink only tea back in China. But after moving to the U.S., I switched to coffee.
Is that a growing trend among other Chinese living here in the U.S.?
Yes, definitely. We're seeing that more and more Chinese people, particularly people in their 20s and 30s living in the U.S., have become coffee drinkers.
What do you think has caused the change?
Well, there are all the famous coffee shops here, you know, like Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks.
Right.
And then there are all the different flavors and holiday drinks. And you know, it's hard to find good Chinese tea in the U.S., but more than anything, and this is true for me too, Chinese people drink coffee for social reasons.
For social reasons?
Yeah, my coworkers and I like to sit in a cafe and chat over a cup of coffee. For many of us, coffee is something we drink with coworkers. Tea, on the other hand, is more of a family thing.
That makes a lot of sense. So now that you're drinking coffee, how much coffee do you drink? Do you drink it at home?
Oh, definitely. Now, I can't start my day without a cup of coffee. When I started, it was just a cup of coffee every now and then. But at work, there's a coffee machine. So I quickly got up to 3 cups a day. And then it became 4. That's when I knew I was addicted. In fact, if I missed my cup of coffee in the morning, I would get a headache in the afternoon. It was terrible. So now I typically just have 1 in the morning and then have another 1 in the afternoon. That's it.
I see. Well, thanks, Linda. I really appreciate you coming in to talk with us today.
Thanks for having me.
This concludes our program. Next week, we'll be talking about a new project to increase the lion population in Zimbabwe.
Passage 3.
Hello, everyone. This is Peter Scott, back with you for our Sunday Tea Time interview. Today, we're going to be talking with Jenny Byron, a chocolate maker from right here in Seattle. A warm welcome, Jenny.
Thank you, Peter. I'm very pleased to be here.
So, Jenny, you're the owner of the company Cheeky Chocolates, which operates out of downtown Seattle. You opened your first store in 2011, right?
Well, actually, Peter, that happened a few years later. In 2011, I was really just starting out. I was making my own chocolates and giving them as presents to family and friends. I first started selling chocolates through a local convenience store in 2012. And then in 2013, a cake shop invited me to sell my products at their shop. Sales were so good that the following year, I opened my own chocolate store. Luckily, it was very successful, and so I opened two more stores last year, one near Reed College and the other at the airport. I'm hoping to add two more in 2017.
I see. So, Jenny, the city of Seattle obviously loves your chocolate. Why do you think your company has been so successful?
Well, that's a good question. Rather than making fancy-looking chocolates, our chocolates look a bit old-fashioned and simple. That helps us keep our chocolate affordable. I suppose some people like our free samples, too.
I know I do.
But I think the biggest reason is that all our chocolates are organic. We don't use any chemicals, which makes our chocolates healthier.
Right. And for the perfect ending to our little interview, have you, by any chance, brought any chocolate samples with you?
You know I have. We've been staring at them all through the interview. Here you are.
Thank you.
Passage 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, our bus has arrived at the City Fine Arts Museum. Please remember that the bus will be locked during the day, so take all your valuables with you, such as cameras and passports. You will not be able to get back on the bus until 4:30. The museum closes at 5 o'clock, and the bus will be leaving at 5:30 sharp. Please make sure you are back on the bus and in your seat at least 5 minutes prior to our departure. Ah, here comes our tour guide now.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be passing out the tickets shortly. Please note that if you leave the museum, you will not be allowed in again unless you purchase a new ticket. Remember to hold on to your ticket because it allows you to use an audio guide for free and to get a 5% discount at the gift shop and a 10% discount at the museum restaurant on all food orders between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your ticket also gives you access to all of the museum's regular exhibits. On the third floor of the museum, there's a collection of 16th and 17th century oil paintings. On the fourth floor, there is a collection of paintings by local artists. The fifth floor has a collection of 19th century photographs. On the sixth floor, there's a special collection of Japanese art. I hope you enjoy your visit. Now, please follow me.
This is the end of the listening test.